This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Vice President Biden is one day into what's going to turn out to be a really long week in Asia. Little did he know when he planned this trip, Vice President, that he'd be walking in the middle of a spat between the world's second and third biggest economies, China and Japan in that order, over China's newly declared air defense identification zone. Marketplace's Rob Schmitz is in Shanghai. Hey, Rob.
Hey, Kai.
So the vice president has set himself down amidst quite a squabble there, hasn't he?
Yeah, it's like you're about to have dinner with that neighbor who keeps eyeing the property lines between his and everybody else's house, except in this case, that testy neighbor happens to be the world's second largest economy. These are not going to be easy meetings for Vice President Biden. The Chinese feel strongly about their claims to this area in the zone, especially the islands China calls the Diaoyu and which Japan calls the Senkaku. And the announcement of this new air defense zone is the latest sticking point in what is a very tense relationship between China and Japan.
And it's been tense for a little while now. So the question is, why did China pick now to do this, knowing that Biden was coming, that the Japanese, the number three economy in the world, wouldn't like it? What gives?
Right. You know, it is the first year of President Xi Jinping's presidency. And part of his agenda has been pushing what he calls the Chinese dream. And part of that dream is to be seen and treated by the international community as a global power. You know, ever since the 1960s, Japan has had a similar air defense zone in the East China Sea. And one point that the Chinese made when they announced their zone was that its zone would be as close to Japan's shores as Japan's zone is to China's. So they're saying, look, if the world's third largest economy can have an air defense zone that comes right up to our territory, we can too.
What's at stake for us in this? I mean, it's not just Japan and China that are involved here. We've got trade interests in the region as well.
Right. You know, on a country-by-country basis, China is Japan's biggest trading partner, and Japan is China's second biggest, second to the United States. So, you know, that's hundreds of billions of dollars in trade between the three countries. You know, the U.S. is bound by treaty obligations to help defend Japan in the event of a conflict. So if China should threaten aircraft that don't identify themselves in this zone, and two Japanese airlines have so far refused to do so, it could definitely impact the global economy. I talked to Taylor Fravel about this today. He's an expert on Japan-China relations at MIT, and here's what he told me.
It could impact economic relations if, for whatever reason, a civil aircraft was unable to identify itself and China took measures that were viewed as hostile against that aircraft, including threatening that aircraft in any way. It's unlikely to happen, but the possibility exists, and the creation of the zone has increased the possibility of some kind of incident occurring.
When you get out and about, Rob, and talk to people, is this at all a factor on the streets, or is it no big deal?
I think it is. You know, as you know, Kai, many Chinese, especially older Chinese, don't have warm and fuzzy feelings about Japan. There's a violent history of brutal Japanese occupation of China in World War II. And whenever the state media decides to ramp up coverage of the dispute over these islands, it reminds many Chinese about this tumultuous history. And it becomes an issue for many of China's sovereignty. So with this backdrop, you're not going to have too many Chinese disagreeing with this air defense zone. You know, from my conversations with people here, I think they see it as other developed countries have air defense zones. Why does everyone complain when we want one? So this will be the attitude among Chinese leaders, too, when Vice President Biden visits Beijing tomorrow.
Rob Schmitz in Shanghai for us. Thanks a lot, Rob.
Thanks, Kai.